Hi, this is Eric Elness, and I'm coming to you on Friday, December 20th, 2019. Welcome to a very brief podcast I'm provisionally calling Sunday's Coming. Just a couple minutes to give you an idea of what's coming on Sunday in terms of the theme of worship. This Sunday is going to be a very special one. The fourth Sunday of Advent, we're bringing in a bunch of brass instrumentalists to help us just sing a great collection of carols that are going to be really fun. And the preaching will be continuing our theme of joy to the world, the celebration of the 300th anniversary of Isaac Watts's most popular Christmas hymn of all time, recorded by scores of famous artists, including the one you're hearing in the background, Chris Wickham. This Sunday, the last verse of the hymn is our focus. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. I'm going to be honing in on that pair of words, truth and grace. Why is grace paired with truth rather than some other word like truth and righteousness, or truth and joy, or truth and faithfulness? Why truth and grace? What did Isaac Watts see in that pair of words that signaled something special about the coming of Jesus? Well, he didn't pull that pairing out of thin air. He pulled it right out of the first chapter of the Gospel of John, where that word pair occurs twice in relationship to Jesus, truth and grace. So we're going to be looking at that. How does truth change if it's put in relationship with grace? And how does grace change if it's set in relationship to truth? And how does Jesus bring them both together in a special way that is capable of changing our lives? That will be the focus. So hope you'll join us at 9 or 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Both services will have the brass instrumentalists and lots of carol singing. Also, just because this is Christmas season, there are a couple of other events I want to remind you of. One is just on Saturday, the Tri-Faith From Darkness to Light event on Abraham's Circle, where we'll be offering prayers for the world, and as the light is now going to be increasing into the world, how do we increase the peace of the world? And we'll be synchronizing our cell phone strobes, the flash mechanism on our cameras, through a special free app you can download, and playing music, syncing our strobes to it, and just creating this incredible light effect that we'll be filming with a drone overhead, and then using that as a picture postcard to the world, a holiday card, and a prayer for peace for the world. Hope you'll join us for that, and that will be followed directly by our carols by candlelight offering by the Day One Singers at 6:30 p.m. inside Countryside Church. And of course, there's Christmas Eve too. Just a note that we'll have our typical 5 p.m. family-oriented service and 10 p.m. candlelight service. Both will actually be candlelight, and we'll also have a shuttle for both. So feel free to park it. Temple Israel or the American Muslim Institute, and we can get you to the church via shuttle that will be continually circulating. But be sure to come a little early because it's likely to be crowded. Well, whether I see you Christmas Eve or not, I hope that you have a very blessed and merry one, and we'll look forward to seeing you after the holidays, if not before and during. Take care and God bless.